Today's episode of Distorted View Daily features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Eat the poo-poo!
Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking snatch weasels.
Shit, get out!
No, oh my God!
Oh, crazy.
If you know that young lady, slap the shit out of her!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
That feels good.
Dick will make you slap somebody.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
It's smelly and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. On a sultry, steamy Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, God, yeah.
Listen to that. Lovers in love. Doing their thing. Rhythmically. Sexily. Stinkily. The sights, smells, and tastes. Of sex. Yes, that's what it's all about today on DV. I've got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday story for you. So, gentlemen, whip out your pricks. I want you to use your index finger. Touch your cockhead. Look at that sticky string of pre-cum glistening in the air. Ladies, pull down your pants. Spread those lips wide and insert your pinky into your cunt. Demure girls do it pinky first. Only modern-day hussies use their big fingers. All right, yes, I got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. I'm not going to waste any time. Let's do it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Thank you very much to Plus Five Pencil for sending in today's Sextastic Tuesday story. It's a piece of fan fiction from the world of Marvel Comics. You know, these comic books have been successfully translated to movies for years now. Iron Man, X-Men, Thor, etc. The newest one, I believe, is Captain America. That one's coming out in a month or two. Today's Sextastic Tuesday story features Tony Stark, Iron Man, and Captain America himself. That would be Steve Rogers. Things are gonna get weird, freaks. Just warning you. All right, let's do this. I just don't see why you want me to do it. Steve looked from Tony to the metal nest to the array of machines, and this close, Tony was driven to the truth. What? I don't understand. I'm already confused. Steve looked from Tony to the metal nest to the array of machines, and this close, Tony was driven to the truth. Because I don't want anyone else seeing me like this. Tony spoke as evenly as he could, but Steve's face still mushed up in that awkward, conflicted way. It's not difficult, Steve. I just need you to line everything up and hit the alarm if anything goes wrong. Okay, Steve said finally, and leaned down to pick Tony up out of his wheelchair, arms warm against the bare skin of Tony's back. Tony let the awkward, clumsy, prosthetic arms fall over Steve's shoulders and nuzzled his neck. Steve huffed a laugh. Not really the time, and Tony nibbled him. Ooh, they're already fagging it up. Always the time. Another nip, and Steve pulled back to give him a stern look. No, right now you should be telling me where to put you. In the chair, obviously. That's... Steve eyed the elaborate metal cradle, the sleek curve that matched the shape of a human spine, the strange twist that spiked and arched from it. Are you... I'm sure. Steve settled him carefully down. Tony took a breath and glanced up at the screens above him, checking the readings, as Steve unstrapped the prosthetic arms, peeling off the stickers that held the sensors in place over his chest and allowed him a certain amount of control over the arms. Look, obviously something has gone horribly wrong with Iron Man. Tony Stark is fucked up. Story does a piss-poor job explaining what happened to Iron Man, but he's messed up. Legs, arms, he's a mangled mess. He's a gimp. He's been turned into a gimptard. The Iron Gimptard. Alright, legs first, Tony ordered. They were less delicate. If anything went wrong, he'd rather have limited capability in his legs than his hands. Are you sure? Steve said again, bringing the machine up, and Tony nodded. Love you, he said softly. And Steve gave him a smile and pressed a kiss to his hip. His hip lips warm through the mask. I don't know what the fuck that... What? Pressed a kiss to his hip. Lips warm through the mask. Oh, okay. Okay, and he positioned Tony's right leg, all 9 inches of it, in the channel and strapped it in place. Ooh, he really is just a stump. Tony glanced down and then looked to his right at the screen that showed a similar view. Easier on his neck to watch there. Ready? Ready. He watched his skin peeled away, his muscles and tendons and veins unwound. Listen, this is very sexy. Listen to the sound of the vacuum sucking away the falling blood that escaped before the arteries were pinched shut. It felt like having his hair combed, sliding and tugging at his body. Really? A vacuum sucking your tendons and muscles and shit? Your skin being peeled away, it feels like combing your hair? Soon his thigh was spread out like the underside of a grotesque mushroom, the stalk of the bone jutting bare. Bonesaw now, Steve warned, and Tony jerked his head in a nod, eyes not shifting from the screen. The saw rattled him to his teeth. The saw cut deeper. He felt the bone fall away and opened his eyes to see empty space where his femur had been. Jesus, he breathed, and watched the machine reweave him, building him back up. A shell of flesh around the space where bone had been. That's fantastic. It's impressive, Steve admitted, and Tony glanced over at him. He was watching Tony's leg with a dubious expression. The machine stopped, and Steve carefully unstrapped and unhooked, and Tony swallowed and looked down at his leg. The skin was still pinned and stretched back, revealing the raw meat of him, glistening. What's gonna happen with his leg? They're spending a lot of time on this dude's leg. It's going to be inserted into, what, Captain America's ass or something? Glistening with blood and mucus. Hot. All right. Steve started to reach for him and then pulled back, glancing down at the red smears on his gloves. Tony's blood all over him. Tony made a small noise and Steve looked up. Are you in pain? Do you need more? I'm not in pain, Steve. Tony arched his eyebrows and then glanced pointedly down at his groin. He's got a boner. Steve's lip quirked. I assume that was a side effect of the drug. No. You know, I like it when you touch me inside. It was a joke, and Steve made an appropriate yuck face, but Tony's dick twitched against his belly. Do it. What? Touch me inside. What? Steve said. That's what I'm saying, too. What the hell is he asking? Eyes darting from raw thigh to Tony's face. He's gonna fuck Tony's raw thigh! As if he didn't want to believe what he was hearing. It took a while to ramp up to this point, I gotta say, but it's getting good now. Come on, Tony batted his eyelashes. We're ahead of schedule. I just want to know what it feels like. Steve made a faintly appalled face, but he slid his gloved fingers inside the hollow of Tony's thigh, very slow and gentle. Tony's breath stopped in his throat as Steve explored him, grazing lightly over the tender flesh, the raw nerves. There's no way that would ever feel good. Steve, his voice broke, and Steve froze. Oh God, don't stop! The touching started again, probing more confidently now, sliding along through the film of blood. Look at you, Steve said in a hushed voice, and Tony blinked sweat away from his eyes to focus on Steve's fascinated face. I don't know how you do it. He touched the index finger of his free hand to the spot just below the head of Tony's dick, and Tony writhed and pushed his thigh harder against Steve's hand. You're so turned on, aren't you? Could you come from this? I could from your dick, Tony blurted. There it is. And the fascination dropped from Steve's face like a mask to reveal sensible, definitely not fucking anyone's wound Steve. We should get the limb in place. Please! I can't! God, Steve, don't tease me! I feel I need it! Get a hold of yourself! You're Iron Man, for Christ's sakes! He drew in a breath and tried to pitch his voice to coaxing instead of demanding. Come on, Steve. It won't do any harm, and I want it. I want it bad. I can't concentrate in this state. He dropped his eyes down Steve's body, where the surgical gown covered everything interesting, and took a guess. And you want it too, don't you? The surge of pink on Steve's skin gave it away, and Tony grinned. Come on. There's rubbers in my jacket. Come on. This is a terrible idea. Look, if you're going to fuck a guy's raw leg meat, why bother with a condom? Let's go all out. Let's throw caution to the wind. Go for it. I want raw bareback leg meat sex. This is a terrible idea, Steve said, but he was peeling off the gloves and gown. This is a bad idea, as he whips out his cock. Okay. It's insane, he said, even as he unzipped and slid a rubber over his cock, hard and wanting. What if I hurt you? He gripped Tony's hip just above the pins holding Tony's skin back and gave him a helpless look. You won't. Tony wriggled. Come on now, do it. The nudge of Steve's cock against the tunnel of his flesh made Tony shiver, and he wished he could catch a hold of something, cling tight, but there was nothing to shift his focus from the feeling of being spread, stretched open. Slick but sticky with blood, nothing but soft meat wrapped around Steve's cock, and Tony, it's like, you know, fucking an uncooked steak. A warm, uncooked steak. Bloody, squishy, very hot. All right, that feels... He looked down at Tony's leg, then up to meet his eyes, looked faintly appalled. Tony, it's good, Tony nodded down at the arch of his cock, straining against nothing. I like it, see? It's all right, it's good, we both like it. Yeah, Steve nodded, we both like it, it's fine. The dialogue is just awful. He withdrew slowly, the wet cling of Tony's flesh making them both gasp. Ooh, it's fine, he said with more conviction and pushed it back in. He wouldn't go fast. However, Tony coaxed and wriggled, just kept up the slow rhythm of his hips, stroked Tony inside, his hand flexing over Tony's hip, thumb stroking along the edge of the metal strap there. The aching stretch of him inside where no one had ever been, where there had never been a space before, made Tony quiver and whine, beg for more, but Steve was merciless, each slow push a flash of lightning along the tangle of wires and nerves that was Tony's nervous system. Steve, he mouthed, and he wasn't sure if it was the failure of voice or hearing that made him sound so far away. Steve, touch me. Touch me, please. Touch me. The strong grip around his cock drew all his focus there, away from the shudders of metal and lightning. God, fuck, God, yes! He couldn't stop the words spilling out, couldn't stop struggling against Steve's firm hand, holding him steady, and then he threw his head back on a soundless scream as he felt Steve move in him, throb, grow, in the surge of heat against flesh. By the time he'd gotten his eyes open, Steve had wiped them both clean and was back in gown and gloves, only his high color betraying him. Limb, he said, and Tony nodded. He drifted as Steve collected the cyborg leg from the table. Really, that was it? He came inside him and that was it? And then Captain America's right back to business. Like nothing happened. He's fully clothed. You just came in Iron Man's leg. Let's take a moment and reflect on that, for Christ's sake. All right, and then they start working on the rest of his body. Blah, 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 blah. No, we're not doing the other limbs yet. I need to do tests. Tess, what happened to you? I don't need tests. I'm doing it all at once. Well, I need to do tests, Tony said stubbornly, and Steve sighed. Tony looked longingly after the IV. Everything was going to hurt soon, especially the new leg. Look, if you can take a cock to your tendon, I think you can pretty much deal with anything in the realm of pain. All right, Tony looked longingly after the IV. Everything was going to hurt soon, especially the new leg. Still, 3 more days, and he'd have all of his limbs again. 3 more days. 3 more times with Steve fucking the spaces of his bones. And that's quite a line. Yes. 3 more times with Steve fucking the spaces of his bones, and that was something worth having, even if he hurt for a month afterwards. There you go. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday. What the hell did I just read? Apparently, at the top of the story here, there's a note. Ever since he stuck the reactor in his chest, Tony Stark has had a secret, massive body modification kink. Modification. Yeah, I want a penis inside of my flesh meat. All right. When our Nim Zola leaves him a quadruple amputee, oh, I guess this sort of, I should have read this at the beginning. Tony just sees it as an opportunity for robotic limbs and demands Steve drills holes in his stumps for the prosthetic jacks, which turns Tony on so much that he demands Steve to fuck those holes. There you go. I'm glad I didn't read it at the beginning because that would have given everything away. Steve is Captain America is going to fuck Iron Man's limb holes. All right, there you go. Yeah, that's Sextastic Tuesday, I guess, for June 21st, 2011. Brought to you, whether they like it or not, by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. I'm sure they want to distance themselves from me at this point, but they can't. I signed a contract. You guys really should support them, for no other reason than, you know, for just putting up with me. That has to be commended. I know you guys like sex, and AdamandEve.com has a great deal for you guys. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's F-R-E-A-K. You just enter that promo code. You'll automatically see that you're going to get 50% off just about any item. You pick something out you like. My personal favorite right now is Caden's Cyberskin Hand Job Stroker. This penis stroker is in the shape of a hand. So when you're rubbing it on your dick, it really feels like someone's, you know, grabbing and working over your dick and nuts. So yeah, pick something out you like. If you're a guy, I suggest the Cyberskin Hand Stroker. If you're a girl, they have all sorts of, you know, stuff to shove in your cunt and ass and everything. If you're gay, there's stuff you can shove in your ass. There's adult DVDs, lingerie, lubes, vibrators, all sorts of good stuff. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. The best part is you're going to also get free shipping. So, and three free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Holy mother of Christ. 50% off just about any item. Free shipping, three free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. There is a link on the show notes today. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, and it really does help the program out. If you have a PayPal account, you're literally just a few clicks away from signing up then. That's all you really need. A PayPal account, that's it. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and I try to do video casts for you. Today, as a matter of fact, we've got an extended show, so paying members will get about 10 to 15 minutes of bonus show today. They get access to an exclusive feed. There's bonuses like ringtones and all sorts of other crap that I've posted in the past. So yeah, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, we've done over 100 video casts, by the way, so you can download all those as well. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've talked about the website beautifulpeople.com before. It's an awful dating website. Awful because I can't get in. Yeah, it's a dating website that only allows pretty people to sign up. And I guess they ask all their members to vote on pictures of applicants. And if they are too ugly, then they are not allowed to join. And you still have to pay after that. It's awful. Here is an update on Beautiful People. Apparently, a virus... this has got to be a publicity, so I'm going to tell you right now. This cannot be real. A virus apparently has allowed 30,000 ugly people to join beautifulpeople.com, briefly. How could a virus allow ugly people in? You know what I mean? Beautifulpeople.com just announced that it has booted 30,000 quote-unquote ugly people from its dating ranks. The site, which distinguishes itself by excluding everyone who isn't deemed physically attractive by its membership, claims that it was attacked by a Shrek virus that allowed a horde of uglies to join its prestigious ranks without going through the normal voting process. Arguing that it can't just sweep 30,000 people under the carpet, Beautiful People Managing Director Greg Hodge said that the removals had to happen. Quote, "We have sincere regret for the unfortunate people." I love referring to ugly people as unfortunate. For the unfortunate people who were wrongly admitted to the site, who believed, albeit for a short while, that they were beautiful, Hodge said in a press release. It must be a bitter pill to swallow, but better to have had a slice of heaven than never to have tasted it at all. Was there actually a virus, though? Graham Cluley of Sophos Security believes it was a big publicity. No fucking shit. You have to be brain dead to not realize that. 30,000 uglies. The website explains that it hasn't needed to inform any computer security firms about the malware, as it is being investigated internally, and a former employee placed the virus before leaving the team. And despite wreaking havoc with the application process, member privacy and security was never breached. Sure. Could it all be a hoax? Of course. Speaking of hoaxes, we've got a story from the OC. I'm sorry, I shouldn't call it that. Orange County, California. On Saturday morning, a man walked into a Chase Bank in Lake Forest and claimed to have anthrax in his backpack. Naturally, widespread panic ensued. When the police were contacted, they immediately shut down the surrounding streets and called in the bomb squad. While details have not come out about the man's intentions or whether he escaped with money, he was located soon after in his car. When officers detained the man and searched his backpack, it was determined that the contents were harmless. It wasn't anthrax after all. It was poop. He took a shit in his backpack. The man with the backpack was identified as Steve Shapiro, 55. 55-year-old man pooping in his own backpack. What has your life become, sir? And was arrested on suspicion of making false threats. He was taken to Orange County Jail. It is expected that Shapiro will undergo a mental evaluation. Yeah, anyone that poops in his own backpack should be evaluated mentally. Maybe the poop was Shapiro's metaphor for how he perceived the music of Anthrax, the 1980s heavy metal band. Good theory! I could see that being his defense. Your Honor, when my client said he had anthrax, many had an anthrax CD. It's the best of. All right, a final story we have for you today. This one comes from Calgary, Canada. A Canadian engineer who beat a prostitute with a baseball bat escaped jail after a... Really? After a judge ruled Monday that he was sleepwalking at the time of the attack. Gary Ewan hired the woman, who he had known for more than 2 years, at a cost of $4,000 over 4 days in February 2007. On the last day, the escort, who was not named, woke up to find Ewan beating her senseless with a baseball bat before he choked her unconscious. When she regained consciousness, Ewan was having sex with her. Well, he did pay for it. The woman managed to escape from Ewan's home, bloodied and naked. Hot. He was still chasing her when someone in a passing vehicle picked her up. In court Monday, Justice David Wilkins ruled that Ewan was in a state of parasomnia when a person commits acts while sleeping, as the attack occurred, and therefore was not responsible for his actions. I find you not criminally responsible by reason of a mental disorder, Wilkins said. The judge ordered Ewan to undergo a psychiatric evaluation before he appears before a board that will decide what action to take to prevent another incident from occurring. I have a feeling that maybe, just maybe, it's possible that Ewan or one of Ewan's associates could have possibly paid off someone in the judicial system. Maybe the judge, I don't know. Because this ruling is ra-goddamn-coculus. How in the world could you prove that he was sleeping at the time? It makes no kind of sense. The world's gone topsy-turvy. The story did come from Canada. They're ass backwards up there. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey. Just a few calls from some of my listeners, and then we'll get out of here.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl.
People send you taxes.
No one
does. I'm calling to find out if you would play the Japanese girl singing about having a bad case of diarrhea.
Absolutely.
In an upcoming show. And
I'll play
also,
that at the beginning of the extended portion. How about that?
The Eagle Soar and the Shut Your Goddamn Ass Up is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I spit milk out of my nose.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
What the fuck was his name? John something sang that song. He was like the Attorney General or Secretary of... No, he wasn't Secretary of State. What was his name? John... I can't remember. Fuck, it hasn't really been that long since the Bush administration, right? But, you know, he was a crazy religious nut job, but after September 11th, he wrote a song because he likes to sing. Let the eagles soar...
Drew, Tim, I was wondering how many paying members do you have, both lifetime and just people paying by the year, by the month. I want to know if I join, am I going to be a member of an elite few, or am I going to feel like an extra in Gandhi?
Well, I don't know. Well, the thing, in my system, it lists every fucking person who has ever signed up, and then next to it, it says if they're, you know, if their account is enabled or disabled, or if they, you know, they stop paying or whatever. So it's hard for me to see how many paying members I have that way. I mean, I can sort of tell by how much money I make each month, like, you know, what's going on, but I'm not going to tell you that. You don't need to know that. It's a very sad number. Most months I'm able to pay my bills, though.
Yo, Sam, this is Big Cheese in my ass, and I just want to tell you that I cannot tell you, I'm a little drunk. I cannot tell what the fuck is going on the new website. And I like the old format a lot better.
Of course you do.
Maybe what, are you what blind? He did was, instead of having like a straight white background, you have like a straight black background and white text.
This guy had to have called in when I was messing around with the website, because it's very easy to understand what's going on at distortedview.com. I mean, it's very easy to read. If you can't figure it out, you are, in fact, retarded.
Hello, Timothy Henson. It's 10 minutes.
Speaking of which,
Timothy, announcement. Henceforth, defecation will now be referred to as butt birthing. As in, last night I had a shit ton of chickpeas, and this morning I butt birthed something the approximate size and smell of Gandhi. That is all.
What's the second Gandhi reference in the voicemail section?
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Hello.
I was just reading a news article about the woman who had her face ripped off by the chimpanzee.
Monkey. Yeah.
She's getting a new face. So
yeah.
I thought maybe in honor of her getting new Barbie parts, we could listen to that 911 phone call again.
Ah.
It's classic. The woman screaming, "My chimpanzee killed my girlfriend!" And in the background, you hear Pan's Gordon.
You know, it really is an awful, horrifying phone call, but it is hilarious when you hear that in the background. We played it before on the show. Maybe I'll find that news story about the woman getting a new face, and we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I watched this really fucked up movie last night. I don't think you've ever talked about it, and I think you and the freaks would appreciate it. It's called Live Freaky, Die Freaky.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
2069, when this guy finds a copy of Helter Skelter and thinks that Charlie Manson is the Messiah, and it goes through the whole story of the whole Charlie Manson thing with claymation characters.
I like that you call him Charlie Manson. It's a very friendly way of referring to
pretty
him.
Pretty fucked up, and there's a couple of really fucked up sex
team. Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fucked
up. Claymation character.
I will look that up on Netflix.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
2008.
You're a month. Oh, 2008. Bye. Well, you're a couple years behind.
Hello, Timothy Anderson. And it's going
to be just heard from you. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Another person having sex with me.
And such great life. Last night. Sorry, like, I got a little peanut butter today. And, I'm pretty sure you're open to,
I don't know what he's trying to say. Did I lick peanut butter off your dick? Is that what you're trying to insinuate? I'm appalled.
Hey, Timothy, asparagus freak. Hey, I'm calling about, that guy that was calling about that, company that would make a porno for you with whatever script you want. I think if you do that, you'd have to have the freaks crowdsource it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do one of those kind of things where none of them know what everybody else is saying. So just have everybody send in random one-liners and then submit that, put that into a script. It would be probably awesome.
Yeah, we'd have to have it, like, take place in a mental institution or something. So, you know, the fact that none of it makes sense, you know, is plausible. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Spread the distortion wide open. Stick your tongue in there. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're a sideshow freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
So you move next door. I love you.
Congratulations. You've been selected to receive...
AIDS!
All you have to do is...
Pump that cock! In and out! Just stick it in! The hole and fuck it!
And then easy register on the next page. So what are you waiting for? Claim your free...
AIDS!
Now. And once again, congratulations.